B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the main year one in the Red Morning Show. Are you reading your horoscope daily?
We put a poll up on Twitter and we asked people, like, would they alter their day based on their horoscope? Because, Roy, you had a friend who did this?
Yeah, so I saw on Twitter, he retweeted his horoscope, and it said something like, today is a conflict day for you. Problems will arise.
Yeah.
And so he canceled his dinner plans with his friends and girlfriend, and then he canceled this movie. And he said, hey, if you want my movie tickets, I already bought them, because you buy the seats in advance now.
I mean, what could go wrong in the movies?
That's what I was saying. Like, I'd like to talk to him and see, like what was he thinking? About what could possibly be, like, a bad... Would the movie be terrible? You know what I mean? Anyway, we put it up on Twitter, and I got bad news for horoscopers. 72% of people don't even read their horoscope.
I think people that are into it are really into it, and then other people are just like, meh. But if it came across my desk.
I feel like every person's horoscope could be applied to them.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a Leo, but you're actually a Taurus, I think... It's all written in a way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Where it's kind of like smoke and mirrors.
Yeah,
I get it. Yeah. But now, we do believe in the Mercury retrograde. I totally believe
in
that.
So how do you believe in the Mercury retrograde, but you don't believe in your horoscope?
I don't need daily affirmation from Mercury, but Mercury, like, five times a year screws everything up, and I blame it.
It's a fun out. Let's talk to Elijah in Mount Holly.
How's it going, guys?
Hi. So tell us. You don't read your horoscopes, but what do you think about this?
So I don't read my horoscope, no, but I do somewhat believe that depending on what your sign is, kind of has to do what your personality is like.
Mm-hmm.
Because there have been several times, like, because I'm a Sagittarius, and the Sagittarius personality traits break me down to a T.
But yet you wouldn't alter your day, Elijah. Like, if your horoscope said, hey, today's the day, because some of them are very specific.
Mm-hmm.
Like, today is the day to go ask for a raise. You know, Scorpio.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't listen
you
to
got it. Yeah. But somebody, I guarantee you, does it, or else they wouldn't print the horoscopes. Like, somebody's going to look at
Let's
them.
Let's see what my personality traits are.
Leo's Thanks, Elijah.
Oh, I'm such a Gemini.
Are described as having a magnetic personality, being charismatic. It's just in your nature. You're caring. You're generous. You like to have things your way. Oh, boy.
This definitely sounds like you.
Especially the your way part. You're almost too honest. Oh, boy. You often find yourself feeling impatient. Oh, boy.
Have a hard time making friends and then keeping.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Said friends.
This is why you don't read your horoscope, because you don't want to hear it.
You watch too much Netflix. Get back on your diet. What is that?
Karen and Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning. So I don't read my horoscope because it's too broad. That's why you have to find out your time of birth and everything. And I had my daughter's astrological chart done when she was born, and she's in her late 20s now. We read them. And everything that I highlighted applied to as she was growing up through her years.
Wow.
Yeah, I think there's like a...
Very broad.
Yes. Well, but I don't know.
Time and date.
See, you know, Karen, now I'm kind of getting a little freaked out about horoscopes. So quickly I changed, by the way. I thought this was the stupidest thing. But now I'm reading this. It says Leo's come in built in with flair for drama and flamboyance. I'm a drama queen.
Yeah, but you're not flamboyant.
No, but I love a good drama.
And they really do apply. But if you have to really go to the ones where you have it drawn up for you specifically based upon your time and date,
yes,
and location of birth.
That's what my boyfriend made me do. I had to call my mom and ask her weird questions.
Because people are like, you know, Gemini, Sagittarius rising or whatever, like if you're on the cusp.
Yeah. Chris and Wingate says that the Mercury retrograde has science behind it.
Ooh, so it is okay for us to believe in the retrograde.
Retrograde.
Yeah, that.
Chris. Oh, Chris. Hey, buddy. So there's science behind this?
So I'm actually in the IT field, and I'm part of super nerd, part of this thing called universe.org.
Your phone's all messed up.
Is he part of a group called Universe Sucks?
I know. He said he was really into it. He's a scientist.
Okay. Lindsay in Charlotte.
Hi, good morning.
So you're really into astrology, so horoscopes just must be your thing. You love this.
Literally everybody at work probably is laughing if they're hearing me right now.
Because if they know you talk about this all the time?
Yes, they know that the first thing I ask is their birthday.
Okay, but do you, like, do what Roy's friend did? Like, would you alter your day based on what your horoscope said?
Not really, because I'm more into Vedic astrology, which is a different type. There's obviously different types of religions, the same thing with astrology.
Okay.
And so people, one thing I think that really so people don't understand is that there's three signs to every person. There's
oh,
a personality, their sun sign, and their moon sign. So people just say, well, I looked at my Leo sign, and I definitely don't feel like I'm anything of that. Well, Vedic astrology, you start off, usually 99% of the time, people are obviously the sign behind them. So it could be that people think, oh, yeah, I'm one sign, but in reality, they're the sign behind them. And I think it's just, you know, people look into it, and sometimes they're like, oh, wow, that actually really makes sense.
Okay, so all right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lindsay. I think Lindsay's complicating it by saying we're not just one sign. There's a sign behind a sign.
I didn't know there's anything behind me.
I think she meant, like, in the order that they go in.
Yeah.
So, like, Gemini, Cancer, like, maybe I'm more of a Cancer than a Gemini.
No. She said there's, like, a...
multiple signs per
personality,
thing?
Moon, and sun sign for each person.
Yeah, but if the sign... Okay.
See what I mean? Yeah. Let's not even go there. You know what we found, though? Based on the phone calls and the text messages we're getting... no one alters their day based on the horoscope. And for that, we say thank you, society, for being half-ass normal.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.